Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. It's Thursday, the 23rd of August, 2012. This is my audio blog. You may have noticed, if you did a boo, that I've commented on that I'm about a week behind again on my boos. Yes, I'm a week behind again. You know, that's what happens. You go on holiday and get behind on your booze. But I wanted to reply to a thread started by Dean Reed last Wednesday, the 15th of August. McColgan quickly picked up on it and kind of discussed the same question. So I don't know if people have answered this, but I thought my reaction to the question was so certain, so you know, instinctive, like the split second I knew the answer, no doubt, that I want to explore this. My answer is so without, you know, it comes to me so quickly and without any oh no, is that the wrong decision? I don't know, I just have to put it out there. So the question is, if you had to lose your sight or your hearing, which one would you lose? And for me, the answer is definitely that I would want to keep my hearing, that I value my hearing over my sight. And I suppose the reason I want to explore that is because McColgan went into, well, you know, the disadvantages of losing each of them. And it's certainly not that I don't value being able to see things. I don't value being able to see the green field and the steel blue cloudy sky and the majestic trees hanging over the road as I drive along. If I couldn't see, I couldn't drive. I think if you can't hear, can you drive in this country? I'm sure you'd be allowed to drive if you can't hear. But you certainly couldn't drive if you had no sight. And there's all sorts of things that you would lose out on. I wouldn't be able to see my wife smile. I wouldn't be able to see my children growing up. And I would be able to hear them. But I wouldn't be able to see what they look like when they grow up. There's all sorts of things. But, you know, I'm an audio boo junkie. Audio is important to me. With my hearing, I can still have a conversation with anybody. Pretty much anybody. A dumb person. I couldn't have a conversation with a dumb person. I couldn't have a conversation with a deaf person because I wouldn't be able to learn sign language because I can't see. but yeah, the norm. I would still be able to have a conversation with most people. I'd still be able to contribute to Audio Boo. I'd still be able to enjoy Audio Boo. I'd be able to enjoy the radio. Television programs for people that are deaf, yes, they do exist. You have television programs with sign language on, and all that stuff, subtitles, yes, but radio, music, I'd be able to listen to music, I'd be able to, I'd still be able to make music, maybe not quite in the same way, but yes, I'd be able to have conversations with my wife and with my children, and I'd be able to interact with them in that way, in a conversational way. And to me, that's really, really valuable. So there we are. I hope that's not too boring an answer. Maybe it's wrong. Maybe it's wrong, I don't know. I think I might have touched on this actually back in February, or it might even have been Napodpomo back in November, I don't know, but I had a bit of problem with my, one of my ears, and it did get me thinking, well, what if I lost the hearing of one of my ears? What would that mean to me? How much that would mean to me? A lot. So I suppose it's not the newest question to me, but my answer still feels like definitely I'd rather keep my hearing. Thanks for listening. Looking forward to what other people think and what other people say. Toodle-boo.